Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guests this week, novelists Janet Keller and Vicky Delaney. Let's start with the authors who will be participating in Women Killing It this year. Tell us a little about these writers and what kind of books they like to write.
Okay, as usual, we have a great variety because that is what we're aiming for. We really are trying to find a good variety that will appeal to every taste. Joy Fielding is coming this year, who I'm sure needs no introduction. Very well-known Canadian author. She's written gazillion books, probably, you know, more than me, and hugely popular, so we're really thrilled that she's coming. Hannah Mary McKinnon, who lives in Burlington, writes domestic suspense. She's published by Mira. She's getting a little bit of a splash in the domestic suspense market. Brenda Chapman from Ottawa writes police procedural novels. Asma Zenat Khan, who has an incredibly interesting background. She's got like a PhD in something to do with human rights. And she's writing thrillers now. Iona Wishaw, who comes to us from British Columbia, a historical cozy set in the years just after the Second World War. Ginger Bolton, who's the pen name of Janet Bolan, also a cozy writer. S.M. Hurley from Picton is our local author spotlight. She's written a legal-based thriller, which she happens to know about because she's a lawyer. And last and probably definitely least, Vicky Delaney.
Oh, I don't agree with that last statement, sorry.
No.
Janet is going to put the authors through their paces. And the workshops will be given by Vicky Delaney on Saturday morning, and the workshop is about plotting the mystery novel, and by Brenda Chapman on Sunday morning about writing point of view.
Okay. Well, sounds great. How about some more about the program? Have you got more?
Oh, okay. We haven't changed the actual format of the program because we discovered, I'm sure it was a complete accident, but the format that we went with the first year was just incredibly popular, so we're continuing with that. So we start out on the Friday night, and that's our table hopping night. And that's like speed dating with authors, okay? So you'll come in and you'll sit at a table. And when the evening starts, an author will come along and sit at your table.
After you've helped yourself to refreshments.
After you've helped yourself to refreshments, yes. Then you will sit at the table and an author will come along. And the author has 5 minutes to tell you about her book. And then a signal will be given, which I'm pretty sure will once again be the famous gong. And at that point, all of the authors get up and move to the next table. So by the time the evening ends, you will have had a chance to hear about each author's book. And it's just, it's a hilarious night. I mean, the whole thing just tends to dissolve into laughter at various points during the evening. It's the farthest thing imaginable from a stuffy literary festival. It's just a really good time.
And it's interrupted by quiz. We'll have a couple of quizzes.
And we'll have a couple of quizzes
and some prizes.
Draws for prizes and just fun stuff like that. And that takes place this year in the sanctuary at St. Andrew's Church, Presbyterian Church in Picton, which is this incredible space. They've taken all of the pews out and it doubles as a performance space, and it's just really a lovely, lovely venue. So we're going to be there on Friday night. We're back there again on Saturday afternoon, and that's when we have a tea, which again will be catered by the Friends of Rose House Museum. So we have a nice kind of community thing going on there. And that's where four of the authors who write kind of on the lighter side are going to talk about writing. They're going to tell you about their works. They'll maybe read a little bit. But that's where they get to have a little bit more time than 5 minutes to tell you about what's going on. And, of course, you have this elegant tea while you're sitting there at the table with the, you know, stained glass in the background. And it's all very posh.
Do you have to wear a hat?
You do not, but it would be great if you did. It really would. It would really add if you wore a hat. And then we're trying something a little bit different in terms of venue for the Saturday night, which is where we feature the other four authors who are present at the festival. They're the ones who write a little bit on the darker side, and that will be more like a panel discussion. So we're going to, I will be moderating that, and we'll be asking the authors some questions about their works. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to have it in the chapel at Glenwood Cemetery in Picton. And I can't think of anything more delicious than that. I really can't.
And that will also be interrupted by prizes and
yes.
maybe, oh, and we'll have our famous auction. Are we going to do that again this year?
Yes. We're once again going to auction off a couple of character names. So you get to bid on getting to name a character in one of our books. And last year we did that for the first time, and it was great. And all of the money went to Alternatives for Women, which mm-hmm. is the organization in Prince Edward County that works with abused women. So that's another little community connection.
Great. So, okay, you've got to Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday morning is the workshop. Saturday afternoon is the tea.
Yes.
Saturday evening, my goodness, what a day.
It's jam-packed.
Yes. So what about Sunday?
At Sunday morning, we have another workshop. That's Brenda Chapman's workshop. And that's it for now.
So, well, now tell us the nitty-gritty. How can people purchase tickets for Women Killing It?
Okay, once again, they're going to be available in the county at Books & Company, but also available online at Eventbrite Canada. Best thing to do is to just keep checking in with the Women Killing It Facebook page, and we'll be posting links to the ticket outlets on there.
Oh, good. So one doesn't have to remember what Eventbrite is calling it.
No. You can just go to Women Killing It. On Facebook.
We also have an email.
Our email address is womenkillingit@gmail.com.
Oh, good.
For people who aren't on Facebook,
yes.
they can send a note and ask us to notify them.
We can just send you the link
yes.
to the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. Do most people come for the day?
Some people just come for the entire weekend and go to everything. Some people might come to one or two things.
Yes.
Probably each event around 60. So, again, very small.
That would be about right.
Small, intimate.
Except for the workshops,
event.
Which are much smaller, and
yes.
ticket sales are capped for the workshops. So if people
yes,
are interested in coming to the workshops, they really do need to keep an eye out for when tickets go on sale.
Oh, yes. If they want to stay over for the weekend, is there plenty of accommodation around? Do you give them any information about that?
If they're planning on looking for accommodation in Prince Edward County on Labor Day weekend, they should book early. There's all kinds of accommodation in the county.
But it fills up really fast.
It fills up fast, so you need to start looking into that, basically.
We have been told people who booked last year, as soon as, like on the Saturday of our festival, they booked for the next year to make sure they had their accommodation booked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, get on that.
Yes.
And if people ask us, we just direct them to the County Tourist website, which has all the links for accommodation.
There's tons of them there. Yeah.
Okay. So, many thanks to Vicki Delaney and Janet Keller for telling us about this year's Women's Killing It conference. It sounds as exciting as ever. Gwyn and I have thoroughly enjoyed our visits to previous ones and hope to be there this September.
And we certainly hope to see you.
Yes.
Please tell us again who's coming to the conference so our listeners may be able to buy and read some of their work.
Okay. There's Joy Fielding, who's amazing, Hannah Mary McKinnon, Brenda Chapman, Asma Zahanat Khan, Iona Wishaw, Ginger Bolton, S.M. Hurley, and our own Vicki Delaney.
Aha. Okay. And remember that you will be able to buy tickets online from Eventbrite as of...
They should be available in June.
Okay.
And tickets will also be at Books & Company in Picton for local people to help.
And Janet and Vicki have already told us the email that they have that you can send your queries to about tickets, correct?
That's correct.
Well, just never hurts to say it again.
That's right.
Okay, it's womenkillingit@gmail.com.
Great, thank you.
Or one of us?
Or just email us, and we'll just send you the link.
All right. Okay, so to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions to who we might interview in future programs to us on our website, wordonthehills.com, where all these programs are archived and available to listeners at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.